This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1984.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there and welcome. Glad you could join us. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. This is your program, boys and girls, although we do let moms and dads listen if they'll behave themselves. Lots of good music lined up today and a story. It's called Don't Blame the Messenger. Do you wonder what it's all about? Well, you'll just have to wait till story time to find out. Cousins, you look all bright-eyed and ready for action. How about starting off with a song that says, Brighten up your pathway with a song.
When the days are dreary and the nights are dark and long, brighten up your pathway with a song. Just remember Jesus loves you, he can right the wrong. Brighten up your pathway with a song. For he careth for his own. Soon the sun will shine again. Take courage and be strong. Brighten up your pathway with a song.
Oh, that's good advice. Here's another old-time song with a good message. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Now, we can't have any sourpusses on this song, so smile and sing along.
There is a song in my heart.
About the happiness we can have in Jesus Christ. Why, in the Bible, of course. Boys and girls, if you aren't taking time to read the Bible for yourself, to memorize it, you just aren't going to know about the happiness the Lord has for you. Are you taking time to hide God's Word in your heart? Sure, it takes time, but it is well worth it. The other day, I had a letter from a girl who said,
Uncle Charlie, will you pray for me? I'm having trouble in my Christian life. I'm not reading my Bible and I'm not praying.
Well, of course this girl is having trouble in her Christian life. Just as you need food to grow physically, so you need the Word of God and prayer and Christian friends and church and Sunday school to grow spiritually. Well, all of that just leads us right into Mary's good scripture and song. Mary is 8 now and has been memorizing scripture since, well, she was about 3 years old. Mary, when you say your verses on the program, are you reading them or are you saying them from memory?
I'm saying them from memory.
Well, now, how do you learn all those verses? I think some of the boys and girls would like to know. Is it just, you don't have to spend any time at it, right? Or do you have to spend some time with it?
I have to spend some time about
it. Well, how do you do it? How do you do it?
Me and my mom practice about 15 minutes a day, and we read it over and over and over.
And then the more you read it, the better you know it, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, good. And that's what she's done with Psalm 1. Listen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly men, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, the law of the Lord.
Well, here's another gal that's getting an early start on scripture memorizing and singing. It's our Robin. When she was less than 2 years old, she said all the books of the New Testament. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes, you were less than 2 years old. How old are you now?
Three.
And you have a baby sister, right?
Yes.
What's her name?
Joseph Annie.
And how old is she now?
Eight months.
8 months old. Is she crawling around?
Yeah.
What does she get into sometimes?
She gets into my toys, and she rips up all those magazines.
Oh, my goodness. Does she cry sometimes?
No.
She doesn't cry. She's a good baby.
Yes.
Yes, all right. You're going to sing a song for us that boys and girls all over know. It's Jules, When He Cometh, all right? Now, let's take time to pray together and thank God for His Word. And then let's pray for one another, too, okay?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have given us Your Word so that we will know what You want us to do and how we ought to live. But, Lord, so many times we don't read Your Word as we ought to. We don't hide it in our hearts. And then lots of times when we do read it, we don't obey it. And that's why we get into problems and troubles. So help us this week to not only read Your Word, but to do it as well. Today we pray for all those who are listening. We pray especially for some who have some real problems in the home. We pray that You will help them to know that You are there, that You love them, and You care about them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
A good song to follow prayer time is provided by our three nieces, Amy, Missy, and Melinda. It's all about my Savior's love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
From three young ladies, we go to one. It's our Lisa, and she has a beautiful scripture song from John chapter 1. In him was life.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not, and his life was a light of men. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, and his life was a light of men. In him was life.
Let's take time right now for a quickie quiz. And we've got all the boys lined up on one side, the girls on the other. Those of you listening at home, you might want to see if you can get the answers before our kids in the studio do. Now, this is a Bible numbers quiz, so all the answers are with numbers, all right? Let's see, we'll give the girls the first question. How many men did Gideon end up with to fight the Midianites? Girls? Pam?
300.
300 is right. Boys, how many years did Jacob serve Laban in order to marry his daughters? Aaron?
Now,
is not the answer.
20 years.
That was a nice try. Girls, do you know? Lisa, I saw your hand first.
14.
14 is the answer I'm looking for. All right, girls, this is yours. A centurion was a man in charge of how many soldiers? Now, it's hard, not hard if you think about it for a moment. Man called a centurion in the Bible. Becky?
100.
100, right. All right, boys, how old was John the Baptist when his father again received his speech? Oh, you're making them so hard, but they're not that hard. How old was John the Baptist when his father again received his speech? You don't know? All right, we're going to give it to the girls. Missy, you're going to try?
When he was born?
No, that was a good guess. No, he was 8 days old when he received his speech again. All right, let's see. This is the girl's question. How many baskets were left when Jesus fed the 5,000? Doreen?
12
is the answer I'm looking for. Boys, how many baskets were left when Jesus fed the 4,000? It was two separate miracles. Todd put his hand up and went right back down again. Do you know, Tim?
10.
10 is wrong. Girls, would you like to try it? Like to guess? Do you know? All right, Amy, I think is going to guess.
5.
Oh, that was a guess. No, there were 7 left. All right. How many windows were in the ark, girls? Dawn?
1.
1 window. Right. All right. Boys, this is the last question. Question. All right? And get it, and at least you will get on the scoreboard. Miss it, and it's all over. All right? How old? I must admit these are a little harder, but how old was Josiah when he began to reign? He was a young king. Mike?
8.
8 years old is the answer we're looking for. So the boys score 1 today. But let's see, the girls have 5, the boys have 1, so the girls are the winners today.
Yay!
Do you remember I told you the name of the story? It's called Don't Blame the Messenger. And it has such a good lesson to it. Just before the story, Darren has a good go-along with the story song. By the way, on the chorus, it's going to sound like a duet. Two Darrens. Well, with tape recording, it can be done. And Darren will be singing along with himself. It's a beautiful song. I could never, never outlove the Lord. Listen.
I'm going to live the way He wants me to live. I'm going to give until there's just no more to give. I'm going to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord. There have been times when giving and loving brought pain, and I promise to give until there's just no more to give. I'm going to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, never outlove the Lord.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled, Don't Blame the Messenger.
Hey, Mom, I got it. I got it. Mom, where are you?
Oh, that's wonderful, Matt. When do you start work?
Tomorrow afternoon. I'll be working from 4 to 6 on school days and from 9 till noon on Saturdays.
What'll you be doing?
Mr. Bentley said I'd be making deliveries for one thing. Then I'll sweep and straighten up the store. Eventually, I'll help stock shelves. And who knows, maybe I'll own the place someday.
Sure you will. Anyway, I'm proud of you, son, and I know you'll do your best.
Oh, I will. And just think how much money I'll have. Thursdays are paydays. 2 hours a day for 5 days is 10 hours, plus 3 on Saturdays, that's 13 hours. I'm going to figure out how much money I have. Mom? Mom, where are you?
In the kitchen, son.
I got paid, but Mr. Bentley made a mistake on my check.
Oh?
It should be $47.45. But it's only $32.20.
Here, let me see.
I wonder how he made a mistake like that.
He didn't make a mistake, Matt. Look, you made $47.45, but after taxes and deductions for what you bought and charged, there's only $32.20 left.
Oh, I forgot about what I charged. But I didn't charge $15 worth. I only bought a soda and candy bar each day. One magazine and a little gift for Steve.
It adds up fast. You'd be smart not to charge things against your paycheck. Why don't you give yourself an allowance each week and only spend a certain amount each day for snacks?
Good idea. Let's see. If I allow $1 a day, that leaves $26.20. Then I need some school supplies. Wow, my money goes so fast. I thought I'd have enough to buy that tennis racket at Nelson's, but I barely have enough to put it on layaway.
And I think you've forgotten another place some of your money is needed.
What's that?
I'm wondering if you're remembering to give a portion to God. 10% is a good starting place for that.
But, Mom, that's another $4, almost $5. I don't have it. I'll do it next week. God understands.
The Bible teaches us to give God our first fruits, Matt, not our leftovers.
A lot of good it does to work. I've worked hard all week, and I still don't have any money.
Yeah, the sports section there, Matt?
Here it is.
Ah, thanks. Hey, why so quiet? You eat too much dinner?
I'm just tired of being preached at all the time.
Oh? I didn't realize that two or three sermons you hear a week at church could be called all the time.
Pastor Simmons isn't the only one who preaches at me. Mrs. Carson preaches in Sunday school class, then Pastor Simmons lays down the law. And you and Mom do your share of preaching at me, too.
Oh, and what is it about preaching that you don't like?
I just get tired of hearing, do this and don't do that. Love your brother, obey your mother, pray every day, watch what you say, give your tithes, memorize. Hey, I'm a poet and I know it.
Matt, God gives us teachers and pastors and parents to help us learn how to live right.
Maybe so, but it gets to me the way Mrs. Carson and Pastor Simmons are always telling everyone how to live. They're not perfect. Who are they to lay down the laws?
Oh, wait a minute. They don't lay down the laws, son. They're just God's messengers. They simply bring his laws to us.
Well, I think God understands why I haven't been able to give my offerings the last few weeks. After all, it's only $4 or $5 a week. God doesn't need my money, and I wish everyone would quit harping on it. I'm going for a bike ride.
And this is the last delivery, Matt. It goes to Mr. Warren at 732 East Maple.
Oh, I know where that is.
You give him this statement and tell him this is the last thing I can charge to him until he pays his bill. His account is 3 months past due. I know he could pay if he wanted to. When you finish with the deliveries, I'll show you how to stop.
Boy from City Drug. Yeah, it's about time you got here, young man.
Here's your order, Mr. Warren, and here's your statement.
Well, there's no need for you to bring the statement. You could have mailed it to me.
Mr. Bentley said to tell you that this is the last time he can charge anything to you until you pay your bill.
Why the impudence? Imagine you talking to me like that.
But Mr. Warren, it was Mr. Bentley who said...
I heard what you said. I'll pay my bill when I get good and ready. And no young whippersnapper is going to stand there and threaten me.
But, Mr. Warren, I'm not threatening you. It's just that Mr. Bentley...
I'd like to know what you call it. I don't know what has happened to this younger generation. In my day, we were taught to respect our elders.
I'm sorry, Mr. Warren. I only...
I should think you would be sorry. Imagine a smart-aleck teenager threatening me if you don't pay your bill.
Well, hi, Matt. Say, what in the world's the matter? You look like you're about ready to explode.
Some people make me so mad. I had to make a delivery today to old Mr. Warren. Mr. Bentley sent a statement, too. He told me to tell Mr. Warren that he couldn't charge anything else to his account until he paid his bill. He's 3 months behind.
Oh, poor old man. It's hard for senior citizens on fixed incomes to pay their utilities and rent, much less buy expensive medicine.
It's not medicine he buys. It's soda pop and boxes of chocolates. Anyway, would you believe he called me a young whippersnapper and a smart-aleck teenager? He said I was threatening him. Why should he gripe at me? I'm just the delivery boy. I didn't run up his bill. I didn't cut off his credit. I just took in the message. I just took in the message.
Just like Mrs. Carson and Pastor Simmons and your mother and I bring you God's messages? Matt, it was God, not Pastor Simmons, who said, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me." But ye say, "Wherein have we robbed thee?" In tithes and offerings. That verse is in Malachi chapter 3. God is also the one who sent the message in 2 Corinthians 9:6. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And it's God's word which says, Give, and it shall be given unto you. Hey, if you don't like the message, son, tell God, not the messengers.
But I couldn't tell God. I mean, well, after all, God knows why I haven't given my tithes.
Yes, he knows. He knows you have money for sodas and candy bars and tennis rackets and...
Yeah, I guess he does. Just like Mr. Bentley knows that Mr. Warren has money for what he wants, too. I guess I'm just like him. It's not the message or the messengers that are wrong. It's me. I don't know what Mr. Warren is going to do about his bill, but I'm going to pay mine.
Boys and girls, how about you? You get a little bit upset when the preacher preaches a message and seems to step all over your toes, or you go to Sunday school class and the teacher tells you that you ought to live this way or that way. Remember the story today. Don't blame the messengers. Don't blame the teacher. Don't blame the preacher. All they are doing is giving you the message that God has given them. And when we think of all that God has given to us, how can we do less than give him our best and live for him completely? Well, time's up for today's visit. Even though we don't have any special offer today, I'd still love to hear from you. Let us know that you're listening, that you're praying, and that you're standing with us in this work to boys and girls around the world. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. I trust that you'll be back again with us next week, same time and station, when all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour will again come your way for a visit. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now.